Hey guys, welcome back to today's video. My name is Keaton Gummerson, and you're watching Kid Catholic. JK, sorry. It's Kinetic because they've gone woke. And no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They haven't gone woke, but like, I am standing to my traditional values in which it was called Kid Catholic. Right. And I'm just not going to be all like PC and like use the new terms.
Right. It's been Kinetic for almost 2 years now.
Yes. And guys, let me let you in on a little secret. It's Kinetic because Keaton likes giving work to other people.
Right.
So he doesn't have to do any of it.
That's the whole reason
this
I have a team.
This whole brand is now built on the backs of like these hardworking people and women who are not getting the credit that Keaton's getting. Women plus James plus Mike.
Yep.
I know it.
Yes.
Hi, Mike. Shout out to you. Yeah.
Well, hey guys. So today we're going to be making a tier list of Pixar movies. All of them. I'm going to add a tier down here though. Actually, I'm just going to change this into haven't seen. And the challenge with this video, it's for our birthday. Birthday video. Is that we
in Dante's lowest circle.
Go ahead and edit as you please. But the challenge with this video is that we...
Then a short and sweet homily.
Okay. We have to agree on these, which is going to be difficult because we generally don't do that with a lot of stuff. So we'll see how we do. You misspelled solid. You said sold.
Okay, well, I was typing fast.
There we go.
So I just kindly renamed the tiers for us. Very top tier, I better than a short and sweet homily. It does not need to go over 15 minutes, people. And then so good, solid, I guess. Meh, in Dante's lowest circle, and haven't seen.
Okay. Toy Story. Oh, should we get started? Let's start. Toy Story.
I think better than a short and sweet homily. Yeah, I think that's like top tier.
A Bug's Life.
Is it solid, I guess, or so good?
I think it's solid, I guess. Yeah, I think that there are some that are above it.
We're about to fight.
Yeah, we are. Toy Story 2 is better than a short and sweet homily.
I genuinely hate this movie so much. I think it's so boring. I think it just like it was dark, it wasn't funny. I was like, why does this fat guy have Cheetos? I was like, I was not interested, I was not intrigued. I don't know, like I just don't care. Jesse's fun.
Jesse's awesome. Woody gets kidnapped. We see Woody's roundup. It goes deep into his story. Buzz and the gang have to go to save him. The traffic cone scene. Tell me that is not an epitome of filmmaking. The toy store scene. It's great.
Okay, then can we put it in so good? Because better than a short and sweet homily, that has to be reserved for like two or three movies.
That is. This is one of them. Okay, can we make this agreement? If we put it in so good, then you have to make compromises with other stuff that we disagree on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, so good is like a great movie. I also don't like solid, I guess. I'm going to say solid. Solid.
Okay.
I enjoy it. Matt is like, eh.
Okay. Monsters, Inc. Solid.
So good.
No, I think that's Monsters University. I think Monsters, Inc. is solid.
Okay.
Thoughts?
You're the boss.
Okay. Nemo.
Better than a short and sweet homily.
Are you serious?
There is not... Name a Disney movie with more quotable moments. Escape. It's funny because it's spelled just like escape. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. It's hi, Bruce.
It's quotable.
He made me ink.
Sharpie. Hoo-ha-ha. Okay.
The sun is shining. The tank is clean. The tank is clean.
Can we put it in so
I'm
good?
A piranha.
Can we put it...
Literally name a movie with more quotes.
Can we put it in so good?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was never really that into it. The Incredibles.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even mention Crush. Dude.
The Incredibles is so good.
It's solid.
Really?
It's fine. I like when the little boy watches Mr. Incredible do the thing and he's like, that's so totally epic.
Yep.
But that's about it.
I'll put it in solid.
I love Elastigirl.
Okay, what about Cars?
Better than a short and sweet.
No, you see, you have always been a big Cars fan growing up. I was never really that into
my Lightning McQueen bed. Like, okay.
We both had a Lightning McQueen bed.
But whatever the Cars movie is, the 1 and 2 have to be below it.
Okay. I'll put Cars in So Good, I'll put 2 in Solid, and 3 in Meh. I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
Cars in So Good.
Yeah, but I mean...
I do prefer the second one over the first one.
Okay, but here's my thing.
Not in terms of quality, just in terms of, like, when you're looking at... Yeah, like, I would rather rewatch the second one than
my thing with the first one is it was, like, really creative world building.
Right.
It was, like, so cool, like, the whole idea of cars and little car bugs. And then the second one, they said, okay, what if they were spies? If they flew? What if there was a car pope? And not to mention car airport security, which meant there was car 9/11, which would... gets really complicated when you think about the planes movie. Like, was it a car driving the plane? Was it a plane that was its own plane, like in the planes movies?
Right.
That was on, like, a mission? Yeah. Or was it a car that hijacked a plane?
Right.
Like some of the jet planes in Cars 2.
Right.
Stresses me out.
Okay, we'll do Cars So Good.
Cars is better than A Short and Sweet Homily.
We have to agree on the better than A Short and Sweet Homily. I moved Toy Story 2 to So Good for you. Okay. Anyway, Ratatouille.
So good.
I agree. I'll agree with that. Wall-E?
Solid.
Okay.
Solid, maybe Meh. Maybe even Meh.
I'll put it in Solid. Up?
So good.
I think it's kind of... Okay.
I think it's solid. It's solid, I guess.
Toy Story 3? Better than A Short and Sweet Homily. It is literally art. Can we put Cars 2 in Solid? I enjoy it. Finn McMissile.
Yeah, we can put it in Solid. Okay. Oh, I totally agree with Solid.
So far, we have nothing in Matt and Dante's Lovers Inferno or haven't seen, but we're about to get
something. I promise I don't hate women. Literally never given a rat's booty about Brave.
Brave, yeah. I haven't watched it either.
I think the
old lady... I watched it once.
I think the old lady is kind of fun. She reminds me of some people who worked out.
It's just kind
of
boring.
I won't name them specifically. I think... But it's just too dark for me. I liked fun. I liked joy.
Brave is Meh.
It's the only Pixar movie that's a princess. I'd say Meh.
Meh. Brave is our first to go in Meh. If you disagree, please let us know in the comments.
I just don't agree with Monsters, Inc.
If you're listening to us on podcasts, then shoot us an email.
Oh, they can do that?
Yeah, we do that with some of our... We're going to put this one on podcasts.
Hey, podcast listeners.
This is going to be a good podcast. Monsters University is better than A Short and Sweet Homily. I love that movie.
But then why did you put Monsters, Inc. in Solid?
Okay, I'll do Monsters U in So Good. That's fine.
Yes, thank you.
But it's very good. It's a sequel that's better than the original.
I'm hoping we're going to agree here.
Inside Out.
Better than A Short and Sweet Homily.
I think it's solid.
You think it's solid?
I'll be honest. So here's my thing with Inside Out. Maybe it's because it came out when we were older. I don't have the childhood connection to it.
It came out 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
We were 8.
Really?
Yup.
9.
Maybe 9, maybe 10.
Okay.
Because I think it was more like 9 years ago.
Well.
But it came out in like 2015.
I remember it emotionally impacting me. Fine. So good.
It's better. I'm sorry. I have to fight on this.
No, I'm not willing to do that.
Okay.
I'm not. I don't have the time to. I
literally cried.
The Good Dinosaur is so good. I love The Good Dinosaur. It is the most underrated Pixar film. Because if you watch that movie, the emotional depth, the animation... It's a little slow at points, but it's so good. It's so good.
It's pretty, but why did they make it a Western? Like, that's what it gives.
Have you seen it?
Yes. Solid.
Fine. No, can we please do So Good? Fine, solid. Solid.
You fine. Have Inside Out and The Good Dinosaur
fine, solid.
On the same plane.
Fine, solid. Finding Dory.
Nah.
Listen, maybe I just enjoyed it for the nostalgia.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
I think I would rather rewatch it than Nemo.
Okay, but here's the thing is all Pixar movies are good, and the only ones that aren't good, we literally haven't seen, so there's, like, not gonna...
Okay, fine. We'll put it in Meh. Finding Dory in Meh.
Okay, solid.
I'm willing to do solid. I will do Cars 3 in Meh.
Yeah.
Cars 3 was, like, the most disappointed I've ever been from a sequel.
Yeah.
Of Pixar.
Keaton, can I do something a little problematic?
What? You're putting Cars 3 in the lowest.
Could not tell you anything about it. I know he's, like, old, wise. He helps the new guy out.
Have you seen it?
It wasn't good.
I mean, I thought the trailer was incredible. Fine, I'm willing to. I mean, I don't have a personal tie to Cars 3, but Coco?
Solid or even so good?
Keaton,
Coco's a great movie.
I'll put it in solid. I'll put it in solid.
So good.
Solid.
Okay.
Thank you. If you just say stuff loud enough, he agrees.
I cry.
Incredibles 2.
Man. Actually, that was such a lie. It's solid.
Thank you for acknowledging that. Solid. Toy Story 4 is better than A Short and Sweet Homily. Listen, it closed off perfectly with Toy Story 3, but if they were going to make a fourth one, they did it the right way. It was excellent. I enjoyed every second of it. Like, Toy Story for me has defined my childhood, and like being older and watching it come out, like I just had a smile on my face.
Here's my issue. Cars has defined my childhood, but you wouldn't like, we are not putting it in better than A Short and Sweet because we can't agree on it.
Can we put it in so good?
Can I tell you where I was going to put it?
Where?
Dante's Lowest Circle.
Are you serious?
No, I mean, it's solid. I love Forky, but my issue is I'm just against fundamentally why it existed because it is just a cash grab.
Yeah.
Toy Story 3 wrapped everything up so perfectly. It's the perfect movie. And then they reopen that wound to, spoiler alert, tear Buzz and Woody away from each other.
Yeah, so that was a good ending. My issue is they're making a fifth one. And, like, you literally had a close-off with the toys' relationship with the humans. And then you had a close-off with the toys' relationship with each other in the fourth one. Like, how are you going to make
it? But bringing Bo Peep back, not even going to lie, put that Bo Peep on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it was good.
Vote her as president.
It was good. So can we put it?
Run with Dolly
can we
Parton.
Put it in so good?
Solid.
So good, dude. Okay, if one of us has won it in better than A Short and Sweet Homily and the other one hasn't agreed, we've always put it in so good.
Okay.
Goodness. Okay.
Haven't seen it.
I haven't seen Onward. And to be honest, I don't have a desire to.
I do because of Tom Holland and Chris Pratt.
I haven't seen Soul. I've been told I need to. Have you seen it?
So good.
So good, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've been told I need to see it. I haven't seen it. I also haven't seen Luca. I'll be honest.
I just, like, I'm tearing up.
Yeah, I haven't seen Luca.
Because this was my better than A Short and Sweet Homily.
Are you serious?
I'm actually crying. I've never loved a Pixar movie more than I love Luca.
Really?
Why? Yes, because it's perfect.
Right.
It's the perfect coming of age story. It's so cute. It finally, I like this a little bit span of Pixar, at least with like Soul, Onward, Turning Red. They were at least not making a sequel.
Right.
Which is about to be all we get.
Right.
And it's perfect. Put it in better than A Short and Sweet Homily. You haven't seen it, so you can't disagree. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Turning Red, I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I heard it's good.
Lightyear, like haven't seen it.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't even need to see it to put it in Dante's Lowest Circle.
Why?
It shouldn't exist.
Okay.
It's a cash grab. They are milking that Toy Story name for everything.
I'll agree with you.
They are. Pixar's moving away from making good art,
yeah,
and they are moving towards making money.
Yeah, I'll agree with you.
Because, also, I blame Disney more than Pixar. Them not waiting to put Luca and theaters and Soul and Turning Red and putting it straight on Disney Plus was a disservice to everyone working at Pixar.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Elemental.
I have seen it.
But to be honest, maybe it's just because I think it's a Pixar movie that's targeted a little younger. I'd put it in that.
Okay.
I don't think it's
like Racism with Fire.
Maybe I don't think it's awful. But it's not particularly good, in my opinion. So I'll put it in meh. And then the final one is Inside Out 2. We just saw it.
Solid.
Solid, I guess.
I don't know.
I can't look at it and say that it's up there with what we have in Solid. A Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., Incredibles 2, WALL-E.
Oh, I think it is.
The Good Dinosaur,
You'd
Cars
put it
2,
in meh?
Coco. I'd put it in meh. I'll be honest.
I agree.
Okay.
Let me talk in depth about this movie.
Okay.
The first one was amazing. This one had a lot of room to be amazing. Because actually, I think this second one, the plot actually, I do think warranted a sequel because they hinted at it in the first one.
Yeah.
With the puberty button popping up.
Yeah, yeah. I
think this is honestly the only Pixar movie that really lent itself to making more movies.
Yeah.
So I think the second one felt natural and not like a cash grab. However, I just didn't think it did much. I think it kind of did everything the first one did. It didn't really... And it also, I feel like, just introduced new characters so they could make more merch and make more money. In the same way, every new money introduces some new character they know is going to be really marketable.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love the character of Anxiety. I think they handled that really well.
I agree.
I think it's a really good story. I teared up. It's great. But, like, Inside Out made me bawl. Most of these movies made me bawl. I just think the stakes of the movie should have been higher.
Yeah, it didn't feel like there was that much going on.
I think the whole stakes of the movie could have been higher, but I think it was great, handled really well.
Yeah, they had some great moments. They had some really funny moments.
I think it should be solid. It's better than WALL-E. WALL-E's boring.
I disagree, but if you think that, I'll put it in solid.
It's just a planet of trash.
I think WALL-E's better. But this is our finalized list. Let us know if you disagree.
Let us know which twin was more correct. Let us know which one's more attractive, which one's funnier, which one should be on the channel more, et cetera, et cetera. So just go ahead.
If you weren't like states away, maybe you would have the opportunity to be on the channel more.
Maybe I don't want an opportunity to be on the channel more.
Goodness.
I'm kidding, but I just think I like doing the charity of giving you more views,
right,
which I often do.
Right.
And so I just think that should be spaced out, because if you always have me, you're not going to, like, the people aren't going to be as grateful and excited.
Right.
You know, it's like Christmas. It shouldn't happen every month.
Right.
Like, you just, it's something about the waiting, the anticipation, and the excitement, you know? It's like you can't have ice cream for every meal.
I understand that.
And so you just really need to, like, be thankful when you have me and when the channel's actually interesting.
I validate that.
Because, yeah, I think I'm really the only person
We are actually interesting, though.
Character arc.
We are actually interesting.
You're right. Time. This is what Keaton's really good at. He was good at bringing in talent hires. He brought in a lot of people that were really interesting, really fun, and they compensated for him just...
Are you saying I'm not?
I'm just saying, like, you're a plain bagel, and they're the everything seasoning bagel.
Right. They... I couldn't do Kinetic without them, for sure.
Like, you're plain cream cheese, they're strawberry.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching, guys. Check us out on the TikTok, on Instagram.
The TikTok?
I did it.
Are you a 90-year-old man?
That was a joke. It was for the bit. And Instagram, and wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Don't find my social media, I'll block you.
And YouTube. I'm a Kinetic Catholic. All that jazz. We're doing retreats. If you want to book us for a retreat, please reach out to us. The team is super excited to get these retreats going. We have our curriculum set up. We're really excited. And
if you pay me a lot of money, I'll join.
Yep. And
you should have that, like, an extra, like, $1,000 package that's like Andler's Griner.
Right. Great idea. And then I'm also still doing speaking engagements. So if you want to book me for that, email us, kineticcatholicministries@gmail.com. Anything else, Griner? Anything else to add?
Go Bruins. Rocket Pride for life. Thanks for having me. Actually, no. You're welcome that I'm here. And I really enjoyed this experience.
Yeah.
And this was actually the least we've ever had to edit a video I'm in.
That's true. Thank you for keeping it.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Keeping it PG.
God bless you guys. You are in my prayers. And we'll see y'all later.